So take your Bibles, please, and turn to Isaiah 43. This is really cool. Thank you, Steve, for asking me to do this. Thank you, Father, for allowing me. I'm teaching on God is faithful. But before we get there, I think I want to look at who is God. So we should be done by like Thursday, somewhere in there. Who is God? Isaiah 43 says in verse 10, "Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen. Why? That ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me." So I just want to get that out of the way. God is God. All right, that's it. He's God. We know that. Turn to 2 Peter chapter 1. No God before him, no God after him. You might have to think about that tonight because he's eternal. So there is no before and after. Whoa. 2 Peter. God is God, and among his many accomplishments, he created the heavens and the earth. He is the Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's also our Father. And he is the author of his word. And 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21 says, "For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit." God told them what to write. They wrote it. This is God's word. He decided which words to use, didn't he?
Yeah.
He didn't go to Merriam-Webster. He just decided which words to put in there. And by virtue of the words he put in there, he defined those words. And if you ever want a definition of a word, dictionaries are terrific. I love them. But this is the place to go if you want to find out what a word really means. We grew up with our definitions of words being a little stilted by our education or being filtered through our own experiences. But this is the real word. This is the words of God. God's definition of the words he uses in his word are often much different than what we may have come to know. So go to who is God? 1 John, not too far away, chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8 says, He that loveth not knoweth not God. For God is love, right? Is. That's who he is. We're going to see this over and over again. You ever had somebody tell you they love you, and later on it turned out to maybe not be true? It happens. God never does that. He always operates out of love for us because that's who he is. He is love. His response to us is always out of love. Think about that. That's kind of a hard concept to wrap my mind around, but I'm not the brightest bulb in the bunch. His response to us is always out of love. There's no other way he can respond because he is love. He is love. So that's how he always responds to us. All his dealings are out of love. Go to John, Gospel of John, chapter 3. God is love. That's who he is. John 3. Familiar verses to all of us. Verse 16. "For God so loved the world," because that's who he is, "that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And I think it's vital that this next verse should always be read alongside this one. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, although the world then and now certainly deserves condemnation, but that the world through him, through his son Jesus Christ, might be saved. That's love. Back to 1 John. I'm sorry, I should have told you to keep your little fingers there. 1 John chapter 1. God is love. He is also, and what does this have to do with faithfulness? We'll get there. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is what?
Light.
That's who he is. He is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Sometimes, you know, we think about light. You might think about sunlight. You might think about moonlight. You might think about hitting the switch and the light comes on. Pretty cool that even exists. When you turn on the switch and the light in the room gets dispelled, that was God's idea. He designed that. Go to Genesis chapter 1. God designed the idea that light dispels darkness. That was his idea, because he's light. Genesis 1, verse 2, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. That's pretty intense, but that's who God is. God is light. Go to John 4, Gospel of John, verse 4. You guys look terrific. John 4, and in verse 24, God is what? God is spirit. That's who he is. He's love. He's light. He's spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. We sometimes think of spirit in different other, you know, oh, they had such great team spirit. It was really wonderful to see. You know, or, pour me another glass of spirits. No. God is spirit. And the cool thing is, because of that, he's not bound by the constraints that we suffer from as humans. He doesn't have to. He's spirit, holy and completely spirit, and not bound by any of the shortcomings we have. And we certainly don't want to project our shortcomings on him when we think about him. Go to chapter 7 of John. God is light. God is love. God is spirit. John chapter 7, verse 28. Then cried Jesus in the temple as he taught, saying, ye both know me, and you know whence I am, and I am not come of myself, but he that sent me is what?
True.
There you go. He's true. Whom ye know not, by the way. That was kind of a... Love the way he gets at him. Go to John 17. I mean, there's dozens and dozens of things we could go over. I just picked out a few. John 17, verse 3. And this is Jesus Christ talking to God, his Father. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, the only one, remember Isaiah? He's it. And Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent, he is the only true God. Romans chapter 3. Okay, there's a little bit of reproof in this verse for everyone. equally. We're going to be fair. Romans 3, verse 4 says, God forbid, yea, let God be true, which he is, but every man a liar. So he's true, we're liars. Let's just leave it at that. He's true because that's who he is. That's God's nature. He is always love. He's always light. He's spirit. He's always true. That's who he is. Job, right before Psalms. Job 4. Love this verse. Love them all. What the heck? Job 4 and in verse 17 says, shall mortal man be more just than God? Shall a man be more pure than his maker? God is just. No one can be as just as God because that's who he is. We can't approach to his how just he is. Romans 3. It's like in England when somebody gets knighted. Who does the knighting? The queen or the king, right? Because they're the only ones with the power to do so. Romans chapter 3. Verse 26 says, to declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just, and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. No one, you can't be the justifier unless you're absolutely and completely just, and God is just. I'll look back up to 1:17. I didn't even look at the time. Oh, I might go over. 1:17 of Romans. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. The only reason we have been justified is because God did it, because he is just. How about merciful? He is so merciful. Exodus 34. It's nice up here. I was getting a little warm. Exodus 34. This is God telling Moses about who he is. What did I say? I lost my place. Oh, there we go. Exodus 34, verse 6. And the Lord passed by before him, before Moses, and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth. God is merciful, and he's true, abundant in truth. Deuteronomy, Numbers, Deuteronomy, chapter 4 as well. Deuteronomy 4. Verse 31, For the Lord thy God is a merciful God. He will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers, which he sware unto them. And they maybe deserve destruction, as this whole world probably does, but God is merciful. Let's go to Psalm 36. Psalm 36. Proverbs. This darn India paper. Psalm 36, verse 5. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens. That's a lot of mercy, a lot of mercy. And thy faithfulness There we go with that faithfulness. We're getting there. Reacheth unto the clouds. That's a lot of faithfulness. Turn to Lamentations, finally. Lamentations 3, one of the theme verses. Okay, I lost Lamentations. It's okay. Do you guys remember when the phone companies used to do, they had phone plans and you had, you know, like 200 minutes or you 500 minutes or whatever. You could sign up for a plan. You had X number of minutes. Now they all, it's all just all rolled up. But used to be you could get a phone plan for 500 minutes. And then if you only used 400 minutes, they would roll over that extra 100 minutes to the next billing cycle. So you'd have 600 minutes the next time. Well, yeah, it was very cool. Yeah, it was back in the old days. Lamentations 3:22 says, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed." There it is again. "Because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning." No rollover mercies. Every morning. And the way Bollinger translates this, mercies as loving kindnesses. "It is the Lord's loving kindnesses that we are not consumed. Because his compassions fail not. They are new," and that word new is fresh. Fresh continually. So when you get up tomorrow, just think of it. Wake up and go, man, there's a whole bag of new mercies waiting for you. Isn't that wonderful? Fresh, and all day. And then the next day. And then the next day. Talk about faithfulness. Oh, there it is. The end of the verse. "Great is thy faithfulness." Fresh every day. Turn to Numbers 23. You know, people say, like if you stay on a diet for a few weeks or you go to the gym on a sort of regular basis, Genesis, the biggest numbers, people say you're faithful. Not really. You just did something on a regular basis for a little while. I wouldn't call it real faithfulness. We're going to see what real faithfulness is. Numbers 23. Yeah. Okay. 4,000 years ago, approximately, I asked Bob. God promised a redeemer, right? 2,000 years ago, that redeemer came. And 2,000 years later, we're still reaping the benefits of that promise from 4,000 years ago. That's faithfulness. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie. Hallelujah. Neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? If he says he'll do it, it's going to get done. If he says it's going to come to pass, it will come to pass. You can count on it every single time. That's faithfulness. You know, if you say, hey, Lance, I'll meet you tomorrow at 10 o'clock. And then for whatever reason, I get there at 10:15. I feel bad because I didn't do what I said. God never does that. Never. He always does what he says he's going to do. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, this was the day he had planned for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit for men and women for the first time in history to be born again of his Spirit, right? He didn't say, you know what, let's push this off to next week. I'm a little busy. No, it happened because he's faithful, always, always faithful. God defines what faithfulness is. Turn to 1 Corinthians 13, please. God is faithfulness. Yeah. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 8. Charity never faileth. His love never fails. But whether they be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether they be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. There is nothing more faithful in this world than God. I mean, look at that. Knowledge is going to vanish away. Tongues will cease. Prophecies will fail. But God will always stay faithful. If you think about it, we're counting on God's word for our eternal life. I mean, you believe Romans 10, 9 and 10, but we're counting on him to bring that to pass. Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. Verse 9. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, Jesus Christ descending into heaven, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why are you gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. He's coming back, you guys. You don't need to stand there and look. He's coming back. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. He's coming back. We're counting on that. First Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. He's going to do it. He's coming back, and God's going to take care of it. Just as God is love, he's light, he's spirit, he's true, he's just, he's merciful, he is faithful, always, 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 because that's who he is. People sometimes exhibit characteristics of some of those words. But with God, it's not an attribute. It's not a character trait. It's who he is. Just as God only responds to us out of love because that's who he is, he will always be faithful because that's who he is. And at this time, if I could bring up my trusty assistants, Matthew Grossman. Oh, Matt left? Oh, no, he's there. Hurry up, Matt. I'm on a time thing here. And Philip, this is a visual aid that, I don't know, I kind of like. Hope you guys like it. Quick like a bunny, man. Can you guys see this piece of string? Good. All the way to the window, Matt. This piece of string is what I like to call the string of eternity. Now, right here, I'm going to take this Sharpie and I'm going to make a little black line around the string. Okay, can you see that? Probably not. That's okay. You just have to know that it's there. There's a little black line here on the string of eternity. Turn to Malachi chapter 3. It'll only be about 20 more minutes, guys. So if you can imagine while you're turning to Malachi that over here is God as he has been throughout eternity. The little black line, that's the creation of the heavens and the earth all the way through until we are with the Lord and our Lord Jesus Christ and God forever. That's where that is. That's that period of time. Over here is God, having always been who he always is, faithful, just, merciful, loving. And you know what? It's going to keep going. The thing is, right here, we just found out about it. He's always been that way. He will always be that way. That's faithful. Thanks, you guys. Love you.